I close my laptop and stuff it back into my bag, slinging it over my shoulder as I step off the bus. My smile is wide, and I have a bounce in my step. The bus driver helps me haul my suitcase out of the bus's cargo compartment, and I glance around me. Only two other people have gotten off in West Hill, and I immediately understand why. West Hill is a small village at the foot of the West Hill Palace. There's not much here except a decrepit-looking community garden, a library, a shop, and a school. The houses look well-kept, though, and the air here is sweet and fresh. Intersecting the only road through West Hill is a street called Palace Lane. Seems like an obvious place to start looking for the palace. I drag my suitcase down the road, already knowing I made the right decision to come here. If the first few chapters of my new book are anything to go by, West Hill could be the birthplace of some of my best work. At the end of the long road, there's a tall, ornate, cast-iron fence. By the time I get to the gates, I'm sweaty, and my arm is sore from dragging my suitcase. My heart speeds up as I get closer. The gates are elaborate, with designs of roses and snarling beasts intertwined in them. The palace estates are vast and sprawling, enclosed by the intricate fencing as far as I can see. In the distance, at the end of an even longer drive than the one from the town to the gate, West Hill Palace sits. It rests among well-manicured lawns and topiary, with beautifully flowering beds lining the entire drive. My mouth goes dry, and I gulp. The far cliff crest is engraved on both pillars that stand either side of the gates. I take a deep breath, and then start walking toward the intercom on one of the pillars. I press the button and wait for a response. "Yes." "Jolie Beaumont," I say into the speaker. My voice trembles slightly, and I take a breath to steady myself. "I'm Marcel and Violet's daughter. I'm here to tend the rose garden." The intercom clicks, and for a moment, nothing happens. I frown, glancing around me. My parents warned the staff that I'd be here, right? The early May sun is warming my back, and a bead of sweat trickles down the side of my face. After an interminable moment, the gates swing inward without a sound. I take a deep breath, chewing my lip, and then I step through. My pulse hammers, and I can hardly believe I'm here. Maybe I'm not a failure after all.